Zuzu and hello. Welcome to Northern Voices, celebrating ties to Minnesota's Northland, where I talk with folks from around Northern Minnesota about tradition, sustainability, and Indigenous and ancestral ways of life. I'm Leah Lem, your host and fellow Northlands explorer. The Red Lake Nation has been working on a project for a few years now, bringing buffalo to the area. And in September 2020, buffalo arrived from Wind Cave National Park. Today on Northern Voices, we'll hear how the Red Lake Buffalo Project, or Gajgan Mushkede Bijiki, is growing, and how one particular young buffalo went on an adventure. Sherilyn Spears is the project coordinator for Red Lake Economic Development, and she shares what's happening on the expanding 80-acre area that's currently home to 7 buffalo, with more to come.
Last September, we received 7 buffalo from Wind Cave, and we also have a partnership with the Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe.
The Red Lake Nation is a member of the Intertribal Buffalo Council, which was founded on the mission to restore bison on tribal lands for cultural and spiritual enhancement and preservation. So I asked Sherilyn, what would I see if I could go out and visit the buffalo?
Okay, so we would go out to the farm, which is about 25 miles west of here. And when we arrive there, the buffalo are right at the road. We've enclosed in 80 acres, and then we also have a holding pen. So I would take you to the holding pen, and right there you would see their supplemental feed, their hay, and their water source. And they usually will, either they come and lay around there at night, and then they'll get up and head out to pasture the next day. But you'll see 7 buffalo, one big one, and he's the bull, he's the male, and then we have 6 cows, and then we have a calf.
I want to know more about bringing buffalo to the area. What's the history and motivation behind the project? Here's Sherilyn with some background.
They were over here, over this way. And then again, there's the woodland buffalo and the prairie buffalo. These are prairie buffalo. The woodland are the bigger ones, and they're in northern and Canada. Although we do know that there is one over east of us here. There's a woodland buffalo all by himself that makes me feel sad when I think about it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And when it comes to the Red Lake Buffalo Project in particular, it all started with conversations among community members.
Our chairman, he's in his second term now. In the beginning of his first term, he held a series of meetings and asked the community what they wanted. And they were asking, why can't we have locally grown food available to us here? We have all this land. How come we don't have buffalo? And I was taking notes, and what we want to do is we want to introduce the buffalo to the elderly nutrition program and into the schools and replace the beef with buffalo. And we also want to have a cultural aspect of it introduced to our youth, where they will assist in the butchering of the buffalo. We'll be able to utilize all the parts of the buffalo. So it's going to be used for training, for education, for eating. And we also thought about having tours come out there of schools and stuff. The more I think about it, the more it's just kind of cool how they are out there just by themselves. And, you know, not a lot of people out there right now looking, although people do go try to find them. I want to get them used to their area first before we take, you know, large crowds of people out there. It's whatever makes them feel comfortable.
So let's go back to September of 2020, the big day the buffalo arrived. There was a little hiccup in the process, and here's Sherilyn with the story.
When the buffalo arrived on September 2nd, we were all waiting for them, and we had one light. They were supposed to arrive at 5:30. They didn't arrive till about 9:30, and it was pitch black dark. It was just dark out there. And so we hooked up one light. As soon as we start opening the gate, it started thundering and lightning, and the wind started blowing. It was just like, wow, all of a sudden. So he let the calf out and he takes off. We shoo him out of the way. So when the big buffalo come out, they won't trample him. And then meanwhile, it is blowing and thundering and lightning. And we let out the other six buffalo. And then we shoo him down the way there so we could close the gate and turn the fencer on. Well, meanwhile, when we were letting a big buffalo out, that little calf, he's not very little, but the little calf got out before we turned the fence on. He was gone for 2 months. 2 months we had to look for him in the general area. And we found him. We knew he was holding up in a horseradish patch. So it was getting closer to when deer hunting season is opening. Everybody around the area knew that he was out there by himself. And so we went try to shoo him back home. And he took off running and ended up in a big cornfield and we could not see him. And so, well, we'll try again tomorrow. Then we got word the next day that he was sighted in our south farm. So I told our baffle manager, Fred, leave the outer gate open. Let's see if he'll come in there. And got a call the next morning. Sherilyn, he's here. So he found his way. It was about a good 2 miles away. But I guess they had that real keen sense of smell. So he walked all the way. We were told that he'd walk around a perimeter and look for a way to get in. So he found that gate open and he was standing by them. So we were so relieved because the very next day was deer hunting season and we would have taken him out, you know, and we didn't want to. We wanted to bring him back to his family because buffalo are like family. He hasn't left their side since.
I am so relieved that the young buffalo found his way back to his family. So my first instinct when I meet an animal or talk about animals with people is to ask if they have names. In past conversations for Northern Voices, I've heard names for goats, chickens, cows. So, of course, I have to ask for the buffalo.
We actually just asked right away, the calf got the name Renegade, just because he was being a renegade. And then, so I just recently asked the buffalo manager, you know, did you name the buffalo yet? And he said, well, there's Jumbo, and I knew right away who Jumbo was. He's the big bull. He said, and then there's Buffy. I thought that was so cute. So he's named, three of them have a name, the other four don't yet.
More and more buffalo relatives will join the Red Lake family in the future, and with that comes expanding the area for them. Sherilyn says they've gotten help from the National Resources Conservation Service for that process, and Sherilyn is making sure that the added land will be available to all the buffalo.
Working with the NRCS, they've offered their assistance as well. And I just met with them, and they're talking about, we could put a paddock here and a paddock there. And I said, no, we're not enclosing in any area. When we add the 200 acres, they're going to have access to the previous 80 as well as the 200. I'm not going to close them off and keep them penned in. I want them to be able to go wherever they want. If they want to go back in their area that they first came, because they'll go anyway. You know, no fence is going to stop them. They'll go back to their first area they were introduced anyway. So that whole 600 acres will be available to them once we get it done.
Chimigwe Sherilyn Spears for taking time to chat with me about the Red Lake Buffalo Project, Gajgan Mashkide Bijiki, and about the buffalo family. Sounds like they're doing well. I'm Leah Lem. Thank you for joining me for Northern Voices. Northern Voices is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota. Musical Flourishes brought to you by Sam Miltich. Thank you to team member Aaron Warhol for the extra listening and guidance. Gigawabamin, and I'll see you soon.